cheating, fixed scores, and bribed judges. He received no public credit for his work and again spurned the offer of a knighthood from those he deemed imbecilic enough to have needed his services. 1908 was also the year when, in private, the English had to admit that we were being surpassed constantly by the Americans on all fronts. They had not only invented manned flight, but the world's first pilot, Orville Wright, wondrously flew an aeroplane for over 1 hour without landing. Their intrepid explorer, not ours, Robert Perry, was the first man to set foot on the North Pole. Their industrialist, not ours, Henry Ford, began producing automobiles on his assembly line and selling them to the public at prices that could not be imagined in England or on the continent. Even that bedrock of the empire, the British fleet, had been outclassed by the great white fleet of 16 massive battleships and numerous supporting vessels that President Roosevelt had sent to delirious awe to the ports of call in the circumnavigated globe. We did not know it then, but it was one of the last great years of an era that would soon be destroyed and never to be seen again. It was also the year of one of the most unusual cases presented to Sherlock Holmes. While on the surface, it was reported as...